Yisvach Yisrael for Parshas Kisisa, Tafshinayin Tas. So we're on page 97, and he begins by quoting from his father, B'shem Kvod Kedushas Ateres Rashenu Adoni Avi Moiri Verabi Zecher Tzadik Levracha Lachaye Ha'olam Haba Zechuso Yagen Aleinu. Anyone ever see more Rashi tables in a row than that? I don't think I ever have. Okay, what psukim is he about to comment on? Let's learn the psukim. The psukim are the psukim that we know from the Kriyas HaTorah of a public fast day, of a Tana Sibor. What do we say? It's in this week's parsha. Vayachal Moshe Pnei Hashem Elokav, Vayomer Lama Hashem Yachara Apcha Be'amecha, Asher Otzeis Meretz Yitzrayim Bekoach Gadol Uviyad Chazak. Right? We read it on a Tana Sibor, because a Tana Sibor is a day of tshuva and reflection. So we read this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says to Hashem, Hashem, why are you angry at Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael who you took out of Mitzrayim, the Koach Gadol, with great strength, Uviyad Chazaka. And then the next pasuk, which you have on the page in front of you, Lama Yomru Mitzrayim Lemur, Bera'a Hotziyam, Laharogo Sam Beharim, Ulachalo Sam, Meal Pnei Adama, Shuv Mecharon Apecha, Vinachim Al Hara'a Le'amecha. Why should the Egyptians say that you took the Jewish people out to kill them? Right? Meaning Hashem, you're angry at Klal Yisrael. But if you're going to express your anger towards Klal Yisrael, so you know what's going to happen? It's going to be a big chil Hashem. Because it's going to look like you took us out of Mitzrayim to kill us in the Midbar. So all the miracles of Mitzrayim, in retrospect, will have just been a way for you to kidnap Klal Yisrael from the Egyptians, for you to kill Klal Yisrael. So Lamer Yomer Mitzrayim Leir, why should we allow the Egyptians to say, Bera Hotziyam, you took us out for negative reasons. Laharogosam, Beharim, to kill us in the mountains. Ulachalosam Yal Pnei Adama, to obliterate us from the earth. Okay, that's the pasuk. So he explains as follows. Al pi ha-mavur b'svarim ha-kadoshim. Let's ask a question. Moshe says, Hashem, you know, you took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, b'koach gadol, u'biyad chazaka. Yeah, I have a cold today. I have a cold, I'm not feeling great. Right? I often think whenever I have, you know, so to speak, a minor illness, right? I'm reminded of the fact that when it comes to Hashem, like, what's the difference between a minor illness and a major illness? 5 years ago, I had cancer. And today, I have a cold. Is one harder for Hashem to cure than the other? Not really. Not from Hashem's perspective. From Hashem's perspective, there's nothing harder or easier about one of those, you know, illnesses. Right? So what does it mean when we talk about Hashem, like, making an extra effort to do something? What does Moshe mean when he says to Hashem, Hashem, you know, don't be angry at Klal Yisrael. After all, you took the Jews out of Mitzrayim b'koach gadol uvayar chazaka. You worked so hard to get us out of Mitzrayim. It would be chaval if you killed us in the Midbar now. What does it mean Hashem worked hard to get us out of Mitzrayim? It's not hard to get us out of Mitzrayim. Look at the question. Lama hutzrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu koach gadol uvayar chazaka livdos es Yisrael mi-Mitzrayim. Why did Hashem need to use koach? What do the words even mean? Great strength and a strong hand to redeem the Jewish people from Egypt. Umaze neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu esher kulam ka'ayin v'keto nechshu. What difference does it make from the perspective of Hashem when anyone and everything, the most powerful nations, are ka'ayin, are like nothing compared to God? Ketohu, like complete nothingness compared to Him. It's a very fundamental question. We can ask it in a lot of places in the Torah. What does it mean when Hashem is doing something with great strength? What's the difference between God acting with great strength regularly? Hashem is omnipotent. Hashem has all the power in the world. Ulam ha'inyin hu, ya'an ki haya oz Yisrael mishukam b'memtes sharei tuma. So what does it mean for Hashem to do something extra, so to speak, to work a little bit harder, so to speak? You have to realize, he says, that the Jewish people were sunken, mishukaim. We were sunken to the 49th level of impurity. Rachmana Litzlan, Kemavur Besvar Makadoshim. Visam Ta'an Ma Nishtanu Elu Me Elu. And the Sam, Samachmem. The Samachmem means the Satan, the Sitra Achra, right? The Kochos of negativity that exist in the world, that Hashem has allowed to exist in the world, made a claim against the Jewish people. Midas Hadin came before God's throne and said, God, you're not just. This is not fair. Why on earth are you saving the Jews? Manishtanu elu mi elu. How are these ones any different than these ones? The Jews are on a very low level and the Egyptians are on a low level. So what makes the Jews Hashem's chosen nation and not the Egyptians? They're both on a very low level. Halalu megadle bluris v'chulu. Halalu ovde avorezara v'chulu. Quoting Chazal, our sages explain, these ones grow bluris. You know what bluris is? Bluris was an Avodah Zarah practice of growing out your hair for Avodah Zarah. They do in some countries in the world. That was the whole Shetel controversy a number of years ago with the Avodah Zarah hair. Right? So Megadle bluris means growing out one's hair for Avodah Zarah. I was once in a band called Omek Hadavar. So the first time we went to the studio to record our first album, so there was a guy, we used to call him Bluris, and not to his face. There's this guy, like he's like one of these recording engineers who just like had this really long ponytail. It was like a real clever man in that world, I suppose. Yeah, so my brother and I, me and Rabbi David, always call him Bluris. Oh, he had a big ponytail for Avodah Zarah, who knows, you know? With his 50-year-old guy with his Metallica shirt. Okay, fine. So, but in Mitzrayim, halalu megadle bluris, v'halalu megadle bluris. Meaning the Jews were also growing out their hair for Avodah Zarah. It was payas. It was a precursor to the payas. Right, when they came to Arsinai, they shaved their head and left the payas. Good, very good. Halalu of the Avodah Zarah, v'halalu of the Avodah Zarah, right? Meaning there was a kitrug in Shemayim. Oh, Hashem, why are you picking the Jews? What makes them better than anyone else? These are a bunch of idol worshippers, and these are a bunch of idol worshippers. Right? They dress like Goyim, and the Jews also dress like Goyim. They also grow their hair in a non-Jewish style. Lezel u'umas midas hadin hakasha. So in response to the very strong, it's a very fair taina, right? I mean, if we're being objective for a second, and not being biased towards our own cause, it's a very legitimate claim. Why did Hashem choose us over the Egyptians? We were both on a very low level. So in response to the Midas Hadin, Hakosha, to the harsh claim against us, Hutzrich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laharos Kocho HaGadol,